Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Now you're kissing Chase Utley and that's it.
Why are you pushing Chase Utley on me? It's starting to get weird.
This is the Hot Corner.
Okay, look, I have a plan, all right? And it involves you getting this letter to him when you got out there to kiss him. Now, I have given this to Major League Baseball, his lawyer, his manager, his mom, and he has not gotten back to me, which means he hasn't gotten it yet. So just...
Did you write a love letter to Chase Utley?
With Patrick Harris and Joe Fisher.
In a lot of ways, yes, I do love him, but that is not a love letter in the way that you're thinking of it, okay? There's nothing sexual or...
Okay. That sounds good.
I'm gonna read it.
Dear Chase, they're stickers.
Yeah.
My God.
On the Odyssey app.
Dear Chase, I feel like I can call you Chase because you and me are so much alike. I would love to meet you someday. It would be great to have a catch. I know I can't throw as fast as you, but I think you would be impressed with my speed. Did you have a good relationship with your father? Me neither.
And 1080.
These are all things we can talk about and more. I am sure our relationship would be a real home run.
The Fan.
Welcome into the second round of the Hot Corner. You missing the first hour? You can download that at the Fan Podcast at 1080thefan.com, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts, including places that rhyme with Baseballify.
You get your Wrapped? Your Spotify Wrapped, dude?
I did get my Wrapped.
You in the top 0.01% of, I don't know.
I listened to The Grateful Dead was number three. I listened for like a week straight. A buddy of mine asked me, he was like, "You like Pearl Jam?" And I was like, "I do like Pearl Jam." He was like, "Well, I'm trying to like put together a playlist of like the best Pearl Jam songs that aren't just hits. Like, I want to go through the albums and find songs that kind of fit and just put it on a giant playlist." And I was like, "I'll tell you what, man, I'll do that for you." Spotify Rap, number one artist, Pearl Jam. And it said, "Because you listened to them for 3 days straight."
Damn.
I was like, "Have you ever heard of the band?" I listen to the band on Spotify every day of my life. Because the band is one of the greatest bands to ever walk this planet.
I mean, they're literally the band.
They're literally called The Band.
That's a good band name.
And you've told me that Pearl Jam's my number one? Okay. Well, at least Dead was three.
By the way, I don't know if you got the email about your Odyssey 2024 playback.
No, I haven't. It's just Dirt and Sprague.
I listened on Odyssey for 4,010 minutes.
Oh my gosh, Joe.
My top station.
Nobody's ever seen as much as Joe listens.
Take a guess of my top station.
I don't know if I can say their names on the radio. Does it start with one less than eight?
No.
I am 1080 The Fan.
Thank you.
Yes. I was like, wait,
1080 what? Was your number one?
Yeah,
well, bro. I don't know if you were sneaking in, you know, that former ESPN host that now has a large following of a morning show that competes with our boys in the morning.
No.
I didn't know if you secretly want some Pac-12 insider news from that Yahoo that competes against our boys from 3 to 7. In fact, he only goes 3 to 6 because he's scared about that 6 to 7.
Oh, you don't want to compete with that. I mean, come on, that's a losing battle. My number one show was The Boys in the Morning.
It's always mine's too. I don't even have to look. I know mine's The Boys.
And I want to say that I wasn't even in the top 20% of 1080 The Fan listeners.
Wow.
Oh, you slacker. I mean, that is just how much our audience is crushing it.
Can't call yourself a P1 there, can you, Joe?
Not on the Odyssey app, I can't. No, I cannot.
We got Fair Foul coming up at the bottom of the hour. There's the Vancouver Ford text line, 503-864-6326. Your dollar goes further at Vancouver Ford that you should write before, during, and after the sale. Visit VancouverFord.com. Does Cody Bellinger, Devin Williams, those guys moving over, is it weird to you guys? I'm going to tell you this right now. Is it weird to you guys that I like these two acquisitions over Juan Soto?
I mean, if you really want to equate the dollar amount, the three acquisitions. No,
yeah. It's not about dollar. I'm talking just player. I just want to talk about player. I think I like Devin Williams and Cody Bellinger in New York more than I would Soto.
Well, the biggest problem the Yankees had this season, and I don't care what Luke Weaver did in the playoffs because he ended up showing itself anyways, it was the back end of their rotation. It was the bullpen.
Mm-hmm.
And you literally got
Clay Holmes.
You literally got the second best closer in the game.
Yeah.
And then you also went and got a MVP.
Wait, do you think he's better than Josh Hader?
Yes.
Because the best closer in the game is Emmanuel Clase. Correct?
I know. Okay, that's okay. Why. That's
just checking.
Hey.
Just checking. I got the hat on. I wanted to make sure.
I know.
Just checking.
What a grab that was just made in the Frisco Bowl. My God, it's just electric with all 40 people in that building.
10-2 versus 6-6.
And there's
brutal.
35 people there. but I think that that's a tough question because Juan Soto is
a generational talent.
Yeah.
His eye might be the best in baseball. He might be the best hitter in baseball.
But I feel like as far as your needs go for the Yankees, you needed a bat and you needed bullpen help. And you also got a starting pitcher
in Max Fried
that are still all less together payroll wise than Juan Soto is.
I actually really love what the Yankees are doing right now.
Well, it's funny.
We
were sitting here last week. We're like, man, are the Yankees even the Yankees anymore? And I feel like I'm like, yeah, but we could also be here in like a week or two and saying they got Bregman, they got Devin Williams, they got this
and
guy.
We are,
and
they got, yes, Cody Bellinger, literally Devin Williams, and Max Fried.
Yeah. Yeah, so not a lot of sympathy for the Yankees for not getting Juan Soto because, oh yeah, you're still the Yankees. Now, granted, trades, not free agency
signing, right?
You know, besides the Max Fried
one. And they've leveraged their future for it.
Yes, yeah.
You know, they've sent every guy they have out outside of Jason Dominguez for this.
But I would just say as far as, like, team needs, like, did they need Soto? Yes.
Team needs Soto.
Right. Like,
do you need Shohei? Every team needs Shohei.
Is Cody Bellinger an even one-to-one fill-in for what you're getting from Soto? No.
No.
But Cody Bellinger is still a very good baseball player. Devin Williams is a very good closer, very good bullpen pitcher. And they might not be done. I was seeing stuff today. I think it was Bob Nightingale that was saying, he's like, they could still probably...
They're in on Bregman.
Well... They could probably be in on the first base race for either Alonso or even Christian Walker. Mm-hmm.
They really want Christian Walker because it's cheaper than Pete Alonso.
So, I mean, it's annoying and it's unfortunate, but of course the Yankees might not be done.
And I think this is the best Cashman I've seen in at least a decade, because the Bellinger trade is not about just getting a bat. It's not about getting somebody in control for a couple years with an MVP, but Cody instantly goes into center field and you move Judge to right, which he's way more comfortable in. Did anybody watch game 5 of the World Series? Cody Bellinger doesn't make that error.
Yeah, but also, like, Judge was solid in center field for him.
I agree. Like, he was solid. But now you can put him in his natural position. It's not about just getting the Bellinger bat. It's about getting Bellinger for everything else he can do. You don't care about the money. He can play first base. If he's out there in center field and he has a bang bang play at the wall, the next day you can play him at first. You know, even if you have Pete Alonso or Vladdy Jr. or whoever you get to play first base, Christian Walker, you can put him there at first base, put Stanton on the bench and DH Walker, so you get Bellinger in there so he can have a day off in the center field. The Yankees this offseason is fascinating to me, and I think they've done it right.
And again, it's just,
they might be glad they don't have Soto.
And that was kind of always the trade-off, too. It's like, if you don't get Soto, you're going to save yourself an S-ton of money.
An S-ton.
To be able to give to other players and put on your payroll. And
if they get Soto, they don't have Bellinger.
I mean,
they don't have Devin Williams. They definitely don't have Max Fried.
Well, and that's part of where it's like, if you were to go to baseball fans and be like, what would you rather have? Would you rather have those three, or would you rather have Juan Soto?
I'd rather have those three. I love Soto. I love Soto. I think he fits perfectly in the Mets. I really like that signing for the Mets. I think Soto's amazing. I'd rather have Max Fried, Devin Williams, and Cody Bellinger.
And I'm leaning with you on that. It's just what I said last week with Soto signing to the Mets is, like, good for the Mets. You know, it's a great pickup. It's a great signing. But we've seen great players be on a team that suck. It's
paging Mike Trout, Trout.
Yeah, it's 1 through 9. It's not 1 through 1. It's not 1 through 3. You don't get the golden bat, all right, where you can just have a dude bat whenever you want him to. There are multiple aspects that go into a team being successful, and the Yankees, it maybe left a sour and a taste in their mouth, not being able to outbid their crosstown rival to get Soto, but again, it's a little bit easier to on this side of things when you're able to make these moves and get these players.
I feel like Hal Steinbrenner is so happy right now. All right, when we come back, this offseason has been some of the most insane that we've seen in a long time. Can we keep this going? What are we going to see when we come back in 2025 on this show? What's left in store for us? Plus fair or foul in about 15 minutes. This is the Hot Corner. I'm Patrick Harris. That's Fisher the Third. Schultzy on the ones and twos. 1080 The Fan.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I've been drinking too much eggnog. Coming up in about 15 minutes, we'll drink some eggnog and get into some fair or foul, so stick around for that.
I mean, for real, though, do you like eggnog?
No, I don't.
Okay,
no.
I used to like it as a kid, but now, yeah, no, I'm good.
Like, even
hard pass.
Like, no alcohol with alcohol, neither one?
It doesn't matter. Someone's like, dude, I put some whiskey in that eggnog. Well, I'm like, cool, I just poured myself a tequila soda. Like, what do you want from me?
I'll take the eggnog and whiskey without the eggnog, please. Hold the eggnog.
Hold the eggnog.
The key is to do it a little thinner than the traditional eggnog. I will do it with, like, a little, like, watery, milky-like substance as opposed to, like, and I just don't put as much heavy cream in as opposed to, like, the full-on heavy, gross, like, thick eggnog feel from like that stuff in the carton. No, thank you.
I just like my alcohol like I like my women. Straight and to the point.
Hey.
Like, you know, like the cream base, the mixtures, you know, you get an espresso martini, which is like the most popular cocktail right now in the world is the espresso martini.
The lady's a big fan.
And it's like, or you can just drink vodka like an adult. I feel this way about vaping. Oh, you like to vape? Cool. Go outside and smoke a cigarette like a GD adult.
As you wheeze into the microphone.
I don't care. You wheeze because you earned that wheeze. This vaping stuff is for children.
But dude, look at my clouds. Watch, I'm going to do a dragon, all right?
No, smoke a cigarette like an adult.
Look at my O's.
I kind of feel that way about like eggnog or, you know, I actually feel that way about like Bloody Marys in the morning.
I think Bloody Marys
I'm not interested in that. I think it's disgusting.
I think they're the most overrated alcoholic drink of all time.
If you wake up in the morning and you're so hungover that you need some alcohol, bro. Whiskey.
Well, that's
just get it.
Well, and that's,
or take a shot of vodka, and you're just gonna feel better. A little Sprite back, you know, wash it down or something. You're gonna feel better.
Well, what perplexes me is people that get the Bloody Mary when they're not hungover, and they try to tell me, "Oh, it's so good. Oh, it's so good." I'm like, one, I don't see people drinking tomato juice just as a beverage of choice, anyways.
You know, I woke up this morning, I was thinking coffee, tea, water, tomato juice, and you know, I'm gonna go with tomato juice this morning.
And if you could also put some like some pickled asparagus with like a couple dashes of Tabasco.
Now, I love pickled asparagus, but I would like to just eat it.
Yeah,
I don't need it in something. I do not need a vehicle for pickled asparagus.
No. It's, if you like a Bloody Mary, you're lying to yourself.
That being said, I am an alcoholic and my name is Patrick Harris.
Hi, Patrick.
So, we're talking about, we're a heavy Yankee Cub show today. Guys, is this not one of the best winter hot stoves we've had in a while?
Like I said, we haven't even had to talk about other sports.
This is amazing.
I mean, it's great.
Soto,
we're literally
Tucker, Bellinger, like, this is great. Luis Severino signs the biggest deal in Oakland A's history. Is Oakland going for it? Did they know that Houston was going to bail on this year? And Oakland's like, we could win this division.
I don't know.
Scott Hatterberg, like, guys, sign some people.
I don't know if I'm going to say that them giving Luis Severino a 3-year, $67 million
the
contract.
The biggest contract in the history of the Oakland A's.
You know by how much? By $1 million.
I love it. I love it.
I think 2004 Eric Chavez has their second largest contract ever.
2004?
25 years ago. 20 God. Years ago is Eric Chavez, who signed a 10-year deal for like $6 an hour.
It's like John Fisher just discovered what a tax write-off is. God.
Yeah, it was a 6-year, $66 million contract.
And Eric Severino Chavez got 3 years, 67.
Yeah.
I love it. This offseason has been absolutely fantastic. Can it keep going? That's the next question. We still got Pete Alonso. We still got
Bregman.
What the hell is going to go on with Goldschmidt and Arenado
right
in St. Louis? Is Vladdy on the block?
Pete Alonso.
I said that. You weren't listening.
Oh, God.
You should listen to this show. It's okay. This is a decent show.
I'm losing my mind already.
Is Vladdy get traded? Bo Bichette? Who cut his hair?
Yeah, Vladdy looks like his daddy now.
No, Bo Bichette cut his hair.
Well, Bo probably also looks like his daddy now because Dante kind of rocked the bowl cut back in the day from what I remember.
You know, like, what do we have left?
I don't know, but
like, we got so much left.
I mean, we've had some fireworks also with the Orioles getting one of the best Japanese prospects,
ace.
The 36-year-old.
1 year deal, 13 yeah. mil. Good deal.
Yeah,
good
yeah,
deal.
Yeah, we'll take it.
Good deal. Good deal.
Hopefully he's not 1 year too old.
Hopefully Sasaki's right behind him. Oh. We got Sasaki?
Yeah.
We got Roki?
I'm trying to think of some other dudes. I mean, I think there's still trades to be had. The Mariners have not done anything.
Have done squadoosh. Do you guys know that the Oakland A's have outspent the Seattle Mariners?
I'm not surprised.
It's on my show sheet for future.
Mariners GM, though, said that there could be something on the horizon, though.
Yeah, that's
could be.
That's a that's something. A Mariners
on the horizon
quote that they lock in their safe.
There is no team in Major League Baseball that gaslights their fans better than the Seattle Mariners.
You know, we could
and
be
I'm
doing
not
something.
Saying that because we're here in the Northwest. I'm saying it because man, they are so GD good at this.
I want to find the actual quote.
So good. It's at gaslighting their fans.
It's something about we've had a lot of productive conversations.
Yes,
that
yeah,
quote,
God,
productive
so good at it.
Conversations.
I'm sorry
unquote.
That you feel that way.
It sucks, dude. It is not fair. I'm used to all of the shiny, like, I don't know, what do you call it? Just like, I'm selling you a line quote,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah. God. Is Dana Altman the head coach of the Mariners?
Frankly, I'd prefer Dana Altman because he might give me some truth. Oh, you know, we've had exciting conversations with these guys. They really meant something. Well, you know, besides the trade being done.
And what's so funny, Schultzy, we can laugh about this because you as a Mariner fan, me as a Cleveland guy, my team, our biggest move this offseason so far, I love. We got Shane Bieber back.
Yeah.
We re-signed our own guy.
Let one go.
Our Tommy John own guy.
Love it.
And I'm like, man, feels better than being a Mariner fan.
So yeah, he made a big trade, though, on the other end of it, letting Jimenez go, which I didn't agree with.
So I did not Mariners agree with either, well. But I love the kid from Pittsburgh. The pitcher, Ortiz.
Oh,
I'm Luis? So yeah, I'm so excited to have him in. You know, Jimenez, defensive, and the series against the Yankees, like that play he made to save that game. Like, I love Jimenez, and he was a central piece in the Frankie Lindor trade. So, like, yes, I am glued to him, but he bats in 7, 8, 9. Like, his production is not that great. And Cleveland has always been a high-efficiency defensive team. Someone will fill in there and be just as good defensively as he was. Does it suck to lose Jimenez? Yes. But I'm excited to get the Ortiz kid.
This was GM.
Again, sorry to poop all over your Mariners.
Well, this
thing happens.
Yeah.
They poop all over
themselves. We traded our 3-time All-Star and re-signed a guy off Tommy John. And we're doing better than you.
So this was Justin Hollander, GM of the Mariners, and when he was on MLB Network Radio, asked about the lack of activity, says, "We usually don't lack for activity. There just hasn't been the right set of circumstances yet to allow us to add, but I'm confident we'll get there."
Gaslight. Gaslighting.
The right set of circumstances.
Gaslighting 101.
Well, hey, there has been calls.
There's been some talks. I just want you to know, nobody knows. Nobody works this franchise as good as we do.
On Luis Castillo.
But that granted, is true.
That's the complete opposite.
I have that on my show sheet.
Yeah, I've got that for fair foul.
Stuff to talk about in the future. Cool. I'm glad you do.
Well, and also they shut down some teams on the possibility of them trading away Gilbert or George Kirby.
Oh, you want Alec Bohm? Yeah, I'd love Alec Bohm. We'd like two of your aces. You got your hand on the dump button there?
Yeah, no kidding. You know,
yeah, go bleep yourself.
No, I guess the Phillies think that they're living in an alternate universe or
Wait,
something.
Cause... Did I misread it? They wanted both of them?
Both of them. No, oh, not either a pick and choose. Both of
they
them for Alec Bohm.
Okay.
And the Mariners were like, click.
Yeah. There wasn't even another inclusion in that. It was Bohm straight up for
straight
those
up.
Two.
Yeah,
straight
I definitely
up.
Misread that. I thought it was they wanted one or the other.
No.
Mariners are like, yeah, no.
But
yeah. Now that I've got
You can have Castillo and my left hand, but you cannot have both Gilbert and Kirby.
To be fair, they also asked the Oakland A's for Mason Miller, and that was the end of the conversation between the A's and the Phillies.
Well, you know, you're looking at guys like Mason Miller and Gilbert and Kirby. Like, these guys are all non-arbitration for like 3-4 more years.
Before they're making $30 million a year.
Yeah, before they're Yankees. Like, let's hold
Shut
up for
up.
A minute. All right. The rest of this offseason should be absolutely wild. And I'm so excited to potentially not talk about NFL, college basketball, the EPL until maybe February.
Just came to my mind, too. our ace over there in Baltimore that might sign with another team.
Corbin Burns.
Corbin Burns.
Where's Corbin Burns? Like, we got so much in front of us.
Yeah. It's and again, I mean, who knows what kind of activity is going to happen over the holiday break, but we could be coming back on January 7th.
Is that what it is, the 7th?
Yes, that will be the first Tuesday after the new year.
That must be a Tuesday.
Yeah, we might have some news then.
Okay, all right. We'll get out of here. When we come back, it's Fair or Foul, everybody's favorite. But first, we'll throw it to our fantastic holiday producer, Schultzy, with sports.
Is it fair or is it foul?
Fastball tapped at the plate. It'll trickle down the third baseline. The Mariners are going to let it roll, 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 roll.
A knowledge test to see how well they know the big leagues.
Lenny Randle gets down on his hands and knees and blows on it like a curler, and it goes foul.
And what our distinguished hosts think about the stories that popped up around the big leagues.
But he got down on his hands and knees and literally blew the ball across the foul line.
This is Fair or Foul on the Hot Corner on 1080 The Fan.
All right, we do this every single Tuesday at the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. This is Fair or Foul. I love this. I'm going to just, full disclosure, I love this. It's a free segment for me where I don't have to do anything. I don't prep for it. I don't do anything. I make other people work. And ladies and gentlemen, in a world where nobody wants to work anymore, this is my favorite. Without further ado, that's Jordan Schultzy, the sixth.
It's getting dangerous out there. Like, so many hiring signs at almost every shop I go now. It's kind of sad. Nobody wants to, like, actually, like, do a job.
Oh, the classic nobody wants to work anymore.
Quiet quitting?
Not even quiet quitting. Not even going anymore. Not even going to apply for the damn job.
I've started loud quitting.
There was a...
just telling people I hate this job.
Double bird.
I hate this job, but you're not going to fire me. That's loud quitting.
I don't know if it was... I saw on an Instagram or Reddit, but someone put compilation of news articles together. Yeah. They're like, a history of nobody wanting to work. And it was like 10 news articles from different times over the last 150 years.
So like, people like, these whippersnappers don't want to work anymore. So it's like,
tell you, these kids these days.
And also, what a concept. Yeah, of course nobody wants to work.
I don't want to work.
Nobody
and I
wants
to work hard.
Do you think anybody actually wants
nobody
to work?
Nobody actually wants to work. Like, you go find the best tile guy in the world, and he's like, yeah, I like to work because I get to craft tiles. You're not working, bro.
Well,
you're doing art.
Well, yeah, or you're the business owner.
You're creating art. So you like to lay tiles because you like to lay tiles. But the dude in Southeast Portland that's going to lay tiles at the Yamhill Pub's bathroom, which is the most disgusting place in all of Portland, like, that guy hates his job.
You're hitting on an important fact, though, that the best kind of work is delegation.
That's why I'm a manager.
Exactly.
I love telling people what to do.
It's a necessary skill, baby.
I don't want to do that. You do that.
Yeah, you
Speaking of that, I don't want to do Fair or Foul. Here's Jordan Schultz.
All right, guys, let's get into it. We didn't really dive into much of, like, a Juan Soto conversation last week, considering, like, you know, like, per year, what is he worth? Is he worth the money that we're looking at? It was kind of just a conversation of, oh my goodness, the Mets overpaid him. Can you believe that the Yankees didn't give him this much? So I kind of want to examine what we're looking at as far as value for Juan Soto versus the other massive contract that we've seen in the last 2 years, and that's Shohei Ohtani. Talked about it a little. 10 years, 700 mil. Of course, that's deferred, but let's just go straight up values here. So you're looking at Ohtani getting $70 million a year. It's like 46 after the deferred money, but I'm not counting that. I'm looking at annual average
value.
Yeah,
we're looking at just
numbers,
straight up numbers.
None of this math crap that I have to do more than I need
They can move stuff around all they want, but the reality is this.
And they're still spending $700 million, the Dodgers are, and the Mets are spending $765 for Juan Soto. When you look at them, obviously 15 given to Juan, so the annual average is down to closer to $51 million. He's younger, yes, but guys, fair or foul, Juan Soto is worth the money the New York Mets gave him.
I'll start here. You're right. You hit on it. He is younger than Shohei, which is why the deal is longer. So he makes less per year than Shohei Ohtani.
And only hitting as compared to an expected two-way performance from Shohei.
But he makes more money longer than Shohei.
Exactly.
I will tell you this straight up. My answer is foul. The Juan Soto deal in New York makes me think the Dodgers got Shohei on a bargain.
Okay.
It really does.
Well.
It really does. I feel like if this is what a guy that's not a unicorn, Shohei's the unicorn.
Yeah.
Okay? Juan Soto's the new Mookie, the new Bryce, the new Mike Trout, the new Manny Ramirez, the new Alex Rodriguez. He's just the next guy in line for that. And when I see what they're paying Juan Soto, it makes me feel like Shohei was a bargain. That's how I feel. And I might be weird on that because $700 million for 10 years is a lot of money, and it's more than $765 for 15. But I feel like this makes me feel like Shohei is a bargain because it feels like we're now saying is Juan Soto and Shohei are equal. And that's just not true. It's just not true. I love Juan Soto. I think he's got the best eyes in the game. He might be the best hitter in the game, but he is not Shohei Ohtani. And you're paying him more.
I will say foul that he is not worth the contract he was given. I'm going to say foul to Patrick's statement, though.
That's fine.
And that Shohei's contract was a bargain.
Compared to Juan Soto?
Well, I get...
That's what I'm saying. Compared to Juan Soto, that's a deal.
I think that the Mets are just desperate and wanting to win that battle against the Yankees that they,
and they need a big guy.
As I was saying, weeks leading up to this is that I think it's going to be the Mets because they're going to do whatever. They'll give him whatever he wants, including a suite. That
I can't believe that's part of it. Yankees are like, yeah, guys pay for that. Do you know that the Yankees make them pay for their own barbers?
Well, I heard a Yankee security
guard
named Mark Wahlberg even shot one of his family members in the tunnel.
Just point blank in front of everybody, just
I'm
right in the chest.
Cheater, what are you doing?
Bam!
I say foul because I just... Juan Soto's really, really good.
This He's is really good.
So much money.
He's a top 10 player
for one
in baseball.
Dude that it just, it makes me go ick. But baseball, this is what they do. They give out crazy big contracts, and now you're going to get not close to this, but you're going to start seeing
Kyle
a lot
Tucker's
more
Tucker's going to sign for $550.
I mean, you look at some of these deals. I saw a graphic.
He's going to sign for $550. Maybe six.
I saw a graphic of the biggest contracts given by every single team.
I saw that too.
Yeah, and it made me cry a little bit because Chris Davis was the biggest one for the Orioles.
Cleveland
ever.
Was Jose Ramirez.
But even Jose Ramirez's contract is like, dude.
It's so friendly.
What a steal.
It's so friendly.
So that
might be the best contract in baseball.
So that's why part of me looks at the Juan Soto. I'm just like, oh my God.
That's kind of why I look at it and I say Shohei is a steal. And it's not just for on the field, but it's Shohei off the field. They made over $100 million on Shohei's NIL. Just on his NIL. Not on tickets, not on winning a World Series, just on his name, image, and likeness. Shohei's a steal.
Again, I wouldn't say it's a steal. That's still a lot of money you're going to have to pay for the next 20-something years.
He's the best player on the planet.
I think it's more so that the Mets are just desperate rather than the Dodgers getting a deal.
I do agree with
that.
I do agree with you, Joe.
Yeah, you're not wrong. Desperation. It smells. All right, guys, fair or foul number two. It
smells like my farts.
Yeah.
Desperation.
You're right. Dealing with another New York team, of course, the Chicago Cubs making a couple of moves, trading Cody Bellinger to New York after acquiring Kyle Tucker from the Houston Astros in a pretty surprising couple of days for Chicago. So, guys, fair or foul, there have been rumors about this in the last 24 hours. Kyle Tucker will re-sign with the Chicago Cubs after being traded there.
I'll start this. I'll say fair. I don't think that And granted, I don't know what I doubt that Tucker had a no trade clause or anything on his deal, but
no, he was still on his rookie stuff.
Yeah, so I think that yeah, he will sign a long term extension. It kind of sounds like that's been talked about a little bit with the Cubs and Tucker as well, is that they're going to be working towards something long term. So unless the Cubs are stupid and just did this for a 1 year rental deal and then they're going to have nothing to show for it after this year. But I don't think that's the case. I think Tucker is going to have a great season with the Cubs and sign a very long extension with them.
I'm with you, Joe. I think if a team like Texas were to trade for Kyle Tucker, you know, a team like the Angels or a team like the Blue Jays, I think the Blue Jays, which, by the way, coming up in 2025, we're going to have a real conversation about Toronto. We're going to have a real conversation about what the hell does that. They're in on every big free agent. They never get any of them, but they won't sign any of their guys. Like, that's a conversation that needs to be had, and we'll save that for 2025. But I'm with you. I think if this were anybody else, they would be doing it as a rental to try to push. I think Kyle Tucker as a Cub, he looks like Chris Bryant to me for the Cubs. Like, Chris Bryant should have been a Cub. He should have been a Cub his whole life. Rookie of the year, MVP, wins a World Series, you know, brings Chicago from nothing to the forefront. By the way, I was at game 1 and 2. I hate the Cubs, but he should have been that guy. I actually really loved Cody Bellinger as a Cub. I thought it was kind of the same idea. Like, this guy looks like a Cub. And I think Kyle Tucker is the same. And I think you're right, Joe. I think you're leading on to that. That there's no way they're getting him for a rental because they're not ready to win a World Series. But they could be in about 3 or 4 years. And if you could in 3 or 4 years, Kyle Tucker's a part of your plan. I'm with you. Yeah, I'll say fair. I think they re-sign him.
All right, final fair.
I hope they do. I think it'd be good for baseball.
If they don't.
I think it'd be awesome if Kyle Tucker. Otherwise, if Kyle Tucker walks, he's a Yankee.
God. But you also,
know? Or a Dodger.
Just egg on your face if you're the Cubs if you don't keep him.
Without a doubt. Like, you like, can't, well,
this was all for naught.
You
then.
Can't make this trade if you don't truly think. They must know what Houston offered him and said, we are more than willing to give you more than that. They have to know that.
Yeah, seems like there was some knowledge behind the scenes, either of some possible contract negotiations incoming from Kyle Tucker's side or problem in the locker rooms, something. But hey, both teams got what they wanted here. All right, guys, fair or foul, final one of the segment. Gotta slip something in about my Seattle Mariners. We talked a little bit about it in the first hour. Go podcast that anywhere you get your podcasts for 1080 The Fan. But Luis Castillo,
The darling of the trade right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, basically the oldest starting pitcher on the Mariners staff, like at what, 31? 32 maybe at some point. Like, it's really, really low. But the Mariners have obviously one of the best pitching staffs in the majors. And one way, because they don't want to spend money, that they can supplement to their lineup is by trading one of their amazing starting pitchers. Trade your surplus, so to speak. GM and president, or excuse me, I'll say both of them, Justin Hollander and Jerry DePoto, both said that they would not be trading starting pitching at the end of the season. Seems like they're coming around on that. We've been hearing rumors about them possibly doing a deal with the Red Sox for Tristan Cassis. Red Sox said they do not want to include Cassis in a deal, but it's being thrown out there. Fair or foul, guys, the Mariners are going to trade Luis Castillo for a hitter before spring training.
You know, I think what's really interesting, I think the Mariners have gotten to a point. There's two thoughts to their staff, okay? They are an embarrassment of riches. Maybe the most embarrassment of riches I've ever seen in my entire life when it comes to a starting staff. And that includes the Braves of the 90s, the Yankees of the late 90s, Curt Schilling, Randy Johnson of the Diamondbacks. Like, this staff is unbelievably stupid. You could run out a 7-man staff with what they've got right now, if you include the kids and the minors. So I think the Mariners are in an interesting position where Luis Castillo is clearly was brought in as the ace, but then guys developed and they have passed him, but he makes more money. So I think the question is, do you want to trade Luis Castillo, or are you more in the Bryce Miller, Brian Wu? Do you want to trade the young guys, or do you want a salary dump? So you kind of, I think they're in a great position because they can pivot either way. Now, clearly they've shown their hand now that they don't want to do the Wu and Miller. They want to do the Castillo. I think Castillo is valuable. I think there are teams like the Cubs are talking about being interested in him. The Red Sox are interested. There is value with Luis Castillo. And I think you get a more now player for Castillo. You trade Wu or Miller, you're getting prospects. Castillo can help a team win right now. Can I get Jonathan Volpe for Luis Castillo? Maybe. From the Yankees? Anthony Volpe, can I get Volpe? You know, like, that's the kind of conversation you're having, because Castillo is a now. And I think that's the best benefit that the Mariners have.
Yeah, my initial reaction to your question, Jordan, was foul in that it could be any of their pitchers. I think that the two, now granted, the Phillies, as I found out, wanted both of them, but like, you know, I would keep Gilbert of all of them. You know, I would too.
I think he's the guy. I thought it was Kirby for a while. I feel like, but I think it's Gilbert.
Everybody else is definitely. Someone I'd be willing to listen for, you know, whether it even is George Kirby, whether it is Luis Castillo. I mean, Castillo makes the most sense because he is the oldest of the bunch, and his contract isn't crazy. It's 24 a year for the next few years.
Like, pitcher.
And yeah,
but it was a big deal for the Mariners. It was a big deal for them.
It was to sign for them. That deal. Yes, I understand that. But, you know, as 2 years go, the dollars look different.
Sure.
And I agree with the sentiment that you have, whereas there is a team that is in that win now mode, that it feels like they're an arm away from competing for a World Series.
I mean, the Cubs are going to pull Lizardo out of Miami for nothing. You got to get something for Castillo.
Yeah, I feel like and where there's smoke, there's fire. I feel like the Mariners are going to make a move because they just have a surplus of guys. And if you want to have Bryce Miller get more innings, if you want Wu to get more innings, I mean,
you even have Emerson Hancock.
I was just going to say, you even have Emerson Hancock, like,
who I don't think is.
I'd say he's like
as good as we thought he might
be. No, he's a number five starter.
Yeah. He's a five.
The bigs, maybe a four.
He's probably a three.
Most teams
in the league.
Right. Yes, I would say this is fair, that Castillo is probably the odd man out on this, and that you can get a return for him.
It's Robbie Ray. Yeah. It's you make too much money.
Yeah.
And I've got Gilbert till 27, and I've got Kirby till 29.
Yep.
And those are my aces. And if I can rock those aces, I don't even know what Miller and Wu are arbitration-wise. Like, they could be the same amount. You can rock these same guys paying them $4 million each for the next 6 years. And if that's the case, trade Castillo. Go get a bat. Yes, it's got to be a bat. They need bats. They can't sign Bregman. They can't sign Alonso. Go trade for Cody Bellinger. Whoops, we missed that.
Castillo, come on over to Baltimore. You can have Mountcastle and a few other prospects.
Probably a decent deal, but I want Gunnar Henderson.
Well, all right. That ain't happening.
When we come back, we'll wrap this bad boy up. The Hot Corner, 1080 The Fan. All right, that's going to do it for us. The baseball, it might be the best Christmas gift I have this year, is that this is just keep giving.
Are you okay?
I'm okay. Yeah.
Thanks,
I'm
Patrick
okay.
Berman.
Yeah, I think this has been awesome, and that's what it is, and I'm okay with that.
Yes, it's been a fun off season. I'm intrigued to see what happens over the next 14 days for the rest of this year, and then add another 7 days after that. Again, we're not going to be back until January 7th.
Yep. We'll be back. Corner. We'll be back on the 7th, and we'll be ready with a bunch of stuff. We'd like to wish you a very happy holiday, however you do it. Take care of each other. Be safe. Joe and I will do Dirt and Sprague on the 27th, which is next Friday after Christmas. So tune into that. Outside of that, I mean, you got anything, Joe?
No. Happy Hanukkah. Happy Kwanzaa. Happy whatever the hell you celebrate.
Yeah.
Yeah, we will see you in 2025.
Yeah, be cool out there. Take care of each other. All right, go do something I would do. Slot corner.